News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter's our fabulous producer, more fabulous he can be, and he will be next week. I get to take a couple of days off. I'll be out of the studio. I'll be around, so you'll hear my voice, but I won't be anchoring the Sunrise show. And Rob Setter will impeccably glue all the pieces together and even in a greater way. So we very much appreciate his help and hard work. Movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic, his aisleseat.com website is busier than ever now that everybody wants to check out his reviews before they watch something on video on demand. He's a member of the Critics' Choice Association at aisleseat. Follow him on Twitter, and he's got fabulous tweets going out all the time. And Campus Theater is his sponsor. You can get more information about them at campustheater.org. Good morning, Mike. Thank you so much for checking in today.
Good morning.
I do appreciate that. Let's start out with, what, you have two movies that are out on demand this week that might be worth watching. Tell us about those.
Oh, actually, the first one is in the theaters, because theaters have reopened. They're not doing so well in terms of business, but they have reopened. And it's a movie called The Broken Hearts Gallery. And this is about a young woman living in Brooklyn who gets fired from her job, loses her boyfriend. She has a typical romantic comedy meet-cute with this guy who's fixing up an old hotel. And she comes up with the idea to create an art installation within his hotel where the public can come and they can leave mementos of relationships that have gone bad and hang them on the wall. And it takes off, of course, because there'd be no movie if it didn't. And the two fall in love because, obviously, it's a romantic comedy. But I have to say that this is actually a really good rom-com. It's very smart and very funny, and I liked it a lot. It's called The Broken Hearts Gallery.
And so you have elements of all of the tiny stories that get posted there kind of woven into the whole film as it goes along?
Yeah, pretty much. It definitely follows the typical romantic comedy template. They meet cute, and then there's the point at which the ex returns, and you think, oh, no, they're not going to make it. And then there's the scene at the end where one person has to run across town to confess their love to the other one before it's too late. So it definitely plays by the formula, but it's so sharply written, and the things that the characters say are very funny. And the lead actress in this is an actress named Geraldine Viswanathan, who most people would probably know from the comedy Blockers a few years ago, which was very popular. She played one of the daughters. And she is just so effortlessly funny and charming in this movie. She reminded me of seeing Sandra Bullock in While You Were Sleeping for the first time. And she really makes this movie sing.
Oh, wow. Fabulous. Okay. Other noteworthy performances real quick before we get your rating.
The lead actor is Dacre Montgomery, who I am told is on the TV show Stranger Things, which I have not seen, but I know that's a very popular show. So they're the main stars of it.
Oh, yeah, and I saw, speaking of TV, very briefly here, I saw the Kardashians are going to stop filming after a couple of years, so that's going to kill half the TV viewing at our house, so that's a shame. But anyway, okay, so back to Broken Hearts Gallery. Broken Hearts Gallery is in theaters, as you very clearly...
Yes, in theaters only.
And
it is playing locally.
Sounds like you're giving it like a 3-ish or so?
Yep, 3 stars for it. Like I said, it follows the template. You'll know what's going to happen long before it does. But the joy is in the performances and the dialogue.
All right. Meantime, on cable or satellite or however you get your demand or online, Rent-A-Pal. Tell us about that.
This is a really intriguing thriller. I haven't seen anything quite like this. It's set in 1990, and it's about this lonely bachelor who lives in his mother's basement. She has dementia, and he's got to take care of her. And he one day stumbles upon this videotape called Rent-A-Pal, and he puts it in, and Will Wheaton plays the guy on the tape. And it's just a pre-programmed conversation. It's a videotape designed to be somebody's friend if they don't have a friend. And this guy actually starts to form a really weird relationship with this tape. And then he actually gets matched up with a woman through a dating service. And I don't want to give away anything that happens beyond that, but the movie ventures more into thriller territory. And it's a really interesting, suspenseful film about loneliness, which you don't tend to see addressed a lot in genre films.
I love the way you're so secretive about the plot that you don't want to disclose anything. That something happens, and then it ventures into thriller territory. But I won't
give you... I don't want to spoil anything, because I think this is a really good movie, and if people are looking for something interesting to take a chance on, I hope they will with this. So I don't want to say too much, because part of the joy is in just seeing the unexpected directions that the story takes.
All right, and your performances, you often talk about those, how the actors make out.
Performances are excellent. Will Wheaton, of course, best known for being on Star Trek The Next Generation. He's great. I mean, he's playing an actor sitting in a chair talking to somebody who's not there. We only ever see him on a television screen. But he's really good, because he plays this guy on the tape with a slight hint of condescension, like he's an actor who knows he's making a tape for losers. So he's really good. And then the lead actor of this movie is a guy named Brian Landis Fulkins, who I have not seen before. I looked him up on IMDb. He doesn't have a lot of credits. But he is so good. He makes you feel every ounce of loneliness and desperation that this character has. And believe it or not, even though one is on one side of the TV screen and the other's on the other side of the TV screen, those two actors create some really interesting chemistry.
All right. Rent-A-Pal. It sounds like you're in 3.5 star territory there.
Yep, 3.5 for that. That is available on demand through whatever service you choose to use for that. But low-budget independent thriller, but really, really well done.
Rent-A-Pal. Okay, sounds super. Do you ever approach your professional movie critiquing as, oh my gosh, I have to watch another film? Oh, man. Or is it always intriguing and exciting when you get to sit down and watch something?
It's always intriguing and exciting, because I know that the potential is there to discover something really wonderful. And I will admit, I've had times where I've walked into movies thinking, I'm not going to like this. But I try to give everything a fair shake, and then I end up being surprised and loving it. So that potential for magic is always there. I am always excited to sit down and watch a new movie.
Is it work?
Well, the work is the writing.
Watching
the movies is not work. The work is sitting at my computer and writing a review and trying to put words to whatever my reaction was. That's where the work comes in.
Right, yeah, and try to accurately, really, really depict what happened in front of you. And you pay attention through the whole film, even if you don't like some of these films, your sort of nuanced detail that you bring shows that you paid attention closely throughout the whole thing, even if maybe, you know, halfway through you kind of thought maybe, well, this is not turning out to be a 4-star film or anything like that. So we always appreciate that. Yeah, thank you for that. The Oscars is making sure that they are inclusive. Tell us how they will help ensure that.
New changes in the Oscar eligibility rules for Best Picture. It's only for the Best Picture category. But they announced this week a list of qualifications that movies will have to have in order to be eligible for Best Picture, and they're all inclusion kinds of things. They either have to have so many underrepresented people in the cast or on the crew or in the marketing department, and each film production will have to sign a statement basically saying that, yes, we did meet these requirements. So the goal here is really to get more inclusivity and more diversity in front of the camera and behind the camera.
All right, and is Oscar still dealing with that? You know, we sort of had the whites-only issue pop up in recent years, and that's still a dilemma?
It's still a dilemma, and I think what's frustrating about it, people tend to just view it as a race issue, and it's not. The problem is that a lot of Oscar voters won't sit down and watch a really great movie if they think it's not for them. You know, and that's where the problem comes in. There have been movies in the last few years with African-American performers or African-American casts that absolutely deserve to be nominated for Oscars, but they weren't, because I think the Academy votership, which has tended to be older and white, looks at a movie like Waves or Queen and Slim or Straight Outta Compton and says, that's probably not for me. So my hope is that this new change will get people to see movies that they might otherwise overlook.
Well, we need younger, more people of color judges. We need to get you involved. You're younger anyway, so that would help. Plus, you watch all the way through important films, whether they're made for you or not. So, see, this kind of goes back to what I was saying. All right, so the Oscars, and what kind of a ceremony and nominations, what are we looking forward to in the months ahead?
Well, that change will go into effect for the 2024 Oscars. Now, this year's Oscars are being delayed because of the coronavirus. They're giving all the movies that were supposed to come out this year a chance to come out theatrically. So at this point, there's still very slim pickings at the nation's box offices. due to COVID-19. So we'll see what happens. I don't know how many more really big movies are going to be released this year.
Yeah, I saw Jaws was at the theater, so you know they're dredging up the old classics to make sure that they have a new audience for those. Okay,
right.
Well, we do have theaters open. Tell us about that. And Tenet was out there, so give us an update on that.
Yet, after multiple delays related to COVID-19, Tenet finally opened last weekend at the nation's movie theaters, and it only did about $20 million of business, which isn't terrible considering the circumstances, lower theater capacity, things like that. But at the same time, it's not a great number, and this is a $200 million investment that Warner Brothers has, and it just really is going to struggle to make that money back because the reviews are a little bit lukewarm. The fan response is a little bit lukewarm. And so that's going to potentially change the landscape going forward here. Warner's is already thinking of bumping Wonder Woman 1984 from its November release date to December or even next year because that's another expensive movie and they don't want to have another kind of weak turnout. So the performance of Tenet here probably shaping what we are or are not going to see in the coming months.
All right, Dan. What are you hearing from theaters? Local theaters open, so what are you hearing?
I hear that they're open, but a lot of people are choosing not to go back yet. A lot of people just don't really feel safe, so the auditoriums are not particularly crowded.
All right, and you haven't been back yet, so you don't have a in-person review of that yet, so we'll look forward to that later. Well, Movie Mike, anything additional to say? You often tell us what you're going to be reviewing next, so give us a quickie preview and a goodbye.
I saw a movie last week that comes out next week called Antebellum that was supposed to hit theaters this summer, a horror movie with Janelle Monáe, and that's definitely one we're going to be talking about next week because I'm really excited about it.
All right, Antebellum coming out next week. All right, well, I'll write that down. I'll hold you to that, and you'll be talking to Chris Elio next Friday morning, so you can keep him up to date with Antebellum and other entertainment news. Thank you so much, Mike, and thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you.
That is movie Mike McGranahan, professional movie critic. His website, aisleseat.com, AISLESEAT.com. He's got movie reviews, really tens of thousands of movie reviews there. It's a searchable database, so you can find any film you'd want to see. And his appearances on WKOK, always sponsored by Campus Theater. You can check them out at campustheater.org.